The man who leaked the Bush drunk driving story.
Well, if this wasn't true, then you'd have every right to be critical of me.
The president plans a new round of Mideast peace talks. I'm Mark Knoller in San Francisco.
Daryl Strawberry's death wish.
Life hasn't been worth living anymore.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The issues in Campaign 2000 were overshadowed today by the revelation that George W. Bush had a drunken driving conviction 24 years ago. The man who leaked the story is Maine lawyer Thomas Connolly, an active Democrat who ran for governor in 1998. Connolly insists he has no connection to the Gore campaign and disputes the Bush camp's charge of political dirty tricks.
The fact that they've covered up, the fact that they've been deceitful, that's what the story should be. And the fact that this is true. If this wasn't true, then you'd have every right to be critical of me.
Former President George Bush defended his son at a campaign rally in Spokane.
Our son made some mistakes. He admitted them. Hadn't touched a drop of alcohol for I don't know how many years. And for this to come up 4 days before an election, I'll tell you, I think it's outrageous.
Mr. Bush says he's trying to keep his wife, Barbara, from going ballistic. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is traveling with the Bush campaign.
These rallies are focused and targeted today on rebuilding the military, but the disclosure of the governor's DUI arrest back in 76 is still an issue. In an address in Grand Rapids, Bush made passing but effective reference to it.
It's become clear to America over the course of this campaign that I've made mistakes in my life, but I'm proud to tell you, I've learned from those mistakes.
With that, over 6,000 took to their feet for an extended visible vote of approval. With the Bush campaign, Lou Miliano, CBS News, Saginaw, Michigan.
I'm Peter Mayer with the Gore campaign in Ames, Iowa. The Gore side sharply rejects Republican suggestions that the Democrats were involved in the Bush drunk driving disclosure. The vice president was asked about it in an interview with CBS television affiliate KCCI.
I prefer to focus on the issues, and that's what I think people are interested in. And I have not engaged in that other kind of campaigning at all, and never will.
Gore campaign chairman William Daley challenges Governor Bush's campaign to, in his words, stop hurling charges. Daley says whatever questions remain unanswered are the responsibility of Governor Bush. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the Gore campaign in Ames, Iowa.
Now this.
A world premiere miniseries event. Jackie Bouvier Kennedy Onassis. Her grace captivated a nation. Her courage inspired the world.
God has made your daddy a guardian angel.
CBS presents the untold story of the 20th century's first lady.
They are my children, and I don't want them exploited.
They're our children.
You knew the legend.
Would you pay me to stay in a loveless marriage?
Now meet the woman.
It's been an extraordinary journey.
There will never be another Jackie, premiering CBS Sunday.
This is not a Milano moment. And this?
Mom!
Definitely not a Milano moment. A Milano moment goes like this. Settling back with a bag of Milano cookies, getting lost in that rich, dark chocolate nestled in an exquisitely textured cookie. It's my Milano. It's my moment. I say, if you're gonna have a cookie, have a cookie. Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
President Clinton is appearing at a round of Get Out the Vote rallies in California, but after the election, he'll give Mideast diplomacy another try. CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller reports.
In the hope the Mideast peace process can be resurrected, the president's planning a new round of White House meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. It's understood the get-togethers could take place as early as next week, starting a day after the election. But Mr. Clinton will meet separately with each leader. No three-way session is planned. It's the president's hope that if an end to the violence between Israelis and Palestinians can be sustained, the two sides might be able to resume their talks aimed at nailing down a final peace agreement before Mr. Clinton leaves office in less than 3 months. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in San Francisco.
After deliberating since Wednesday, a jury in West Palm Beach today cleared two retired Salvadoran generals, now living in Florida, of responsibility in the killings of four American churchwomen 20 years ago. Jim Clark, the brother of one victim, says he's disappointed but believes the trial did accomplish something.
Everything was brought out. I mean, people can see now what was going on during that era, the murders and so forth. It definitely was worth the fight.
Five members of El Salvador's National Guard were sentenced to 30 years in prison for raping and murdering the women. The victims' families tried unsuccessfully to prove the troops were acting on orders from the generals. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm Holy Moly.
Billy.
Bonjour, and welcome to Chez Eddie's.
Eddie, you can cook?
Cook? No. Create, oui.
You always knew Campbell's was good. You just didn't know how good. Now Campbell's goes from stovetop to tabletop in less than 20 minutes.
I brown the chicken, add Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, some water, and voila, a savory masterpiece.
Get more ideas on campbellsoup.com.
Delicious. So what famous Chez do we visit tomorrow?
Chez Stadium?
Campbell's. Mm-mm, good. Want free incoming cellular calls? Well, sign up for a Nextel National Business Plan and you'll get free incoming cellular calls through December 31st, 2001. Nextel has more ways than anyone to communicate with everyone, including digital cellular, Nextel online wireless internet services, and Nextel Direct Connect, the digital two-way radio feature on our Motorola phones. For free incoming calls, call 1-800-NEXTEL-9 and sign up for a Nextel National Business Plan today. Limited time offer. Certain restrictions apply. Credit approval required and subject to terms of a one-year promotional agreement.
Another chapter in the sad story of Daryl Strawberry. The suspended baseball star appeared before a judge in Tampa today saying he had a death wish when he slipped out of a drug treatment center and smoked crack cocaine.
At the time, I would rather just go ahead and kill myself, but I couldn't kill myself because of the fact of my five children. You know, I started looking at them, and that wouldn't be fair to them to kill myself that way. So basically, I'm an addict, and I go out, and I use drugs.
Strawberry's had a recurrence of cancer, but says he stopped chemotherapy because with the side effects, life hasn't been worth living. He remains in jail pending further hearings. It was a happy day at the Norfolk Naval Base. Families and friends turned out to greet more than 200 crew members of the USS Cole, who survived last month's terrorist bombing in Yemen. Their badly damaged ship is being brought home for repairs aboard a salvage vessel. Unemployment remains low. The Labor Department says the jobless rate held steady at 3.9% in October, and unemployment among Hispanics fell to 5%, the lowest level on record. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. What's in a domain name? Ask those companies doing business on the internet and they'll tell you that the right domain name can prove invaluable. But while many e-businesses carefully select and routinely register multiple names, you'd be surprised how many neglect to protect such a vital key to their identity. Failure to renew your company's web domain name in a timely fashion can result in a loss of that name or an extensive and expensive battle to retain it. To guard against this loss, think about assigning to one employee the management of all renewals. With a little time and effort, you'll always be a winner in the name game.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet, and the high-performance networks businesses require to take advantage of its potential. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 62 points to finish the week at 10,817. The Nasdaq was up 22 to 4,451. It seemed like a typical spring, but it turned out to be someone trying to get off cheap. Some kids in Hercules, California came home with Snickers bars stuffed with marijuana. When police traced the source, they found a postal worker who didn't realize what he'd done. They say 5 ounces of pot had been concealed in the candy in a failed attempt to mail it to San Francisco. Either the address was wrong or there wasn't enough postage, but the package wound up in the dead letter office. That's where the postal employee found it and decided Snickers would be just fine for trick-or-treaters. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Greg Armstrong, Steve Gossett, and Frank Telch. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.